No paperwork. No paperwork. So, I have a tayyid chaver who recently gave birth to a child, special needs of us. A chaver of mine gave birth to a child with severe handicaps. The reason is if he's going to live b'chlal, and even if ya, it's not a shver amat. So, I want to speak with you today, Ashtikl, what that means, Lagabe. But the guy with Mashiach, it's connected with Mashiach. It's very interesting to sugya, actually. V'hektim v'cholosimim. Of course, kimuvan by Yidden, raised men, that we believe in a neshama, so it doesn't matter any problem with the body, we know that the soul is complete. Right? So, l'dugme... The dogma, if a person, Achman al-Islam, loses their hand gets chopped off, or something, it doesn't mean that there's a problem with the neshama. It means that the posture, there's a lag in the thing, or if the bone breaks. It means you can't use your hand. It doesn't mean anything like the neshama. The neshama is exactly the same. And the same is with any handicap. The neshama, Yid believes, the neshama is complete. There's no shaykhus to anything. Every person's neshama has a reason why it came down into the world. And so, frak tachashayla, what kind of guf it was given? So a person's hand could be broken, a person's leg could be broken. And Nachman al-Islam, a person's eyesight could be broken, and Nachman al-Islam, a person's brain could be broken. So the neshama. The neshama is completely holy and complete, and it's there for a purpose. And the truth is, whether a person appreciates this and understands this, really is the whole shaila of emuna in the whole idea of neshama is b'chlal. Maybe it's not so well known. The first people the Nazis exterminated, somebody knows, was the special needs people. The first ones they burnt in the crematorium. They did a mass campaign, killed a few hundred thousand German children. But the word was, it wasn't the Yidden, it was German kids. But the word was they didn't believe in a neshama. It was pashut a shaila. It's the difference between Ra and Toiv. Oh, yeah. And so brings the Chechet Lahalacha that in Evan Ezra, the first Simon, the Gabe, if a person's Yetze, Pru Revu, Chedesh, Ashaita, Ados, Akhalacha, right, with those categorizations, are you Yetze the Mitzvah? So the Maril, it brings in the Shulchan Aruch from the Maril, he says, Hai Nami Neshama, Bar Neshama, who is a Neshama, and Nishner, not only does this person have a Neshama, a complete Neshama, like anybody else, he says, furthermore, he says, U Bar Mitzvahsu, Be'etzmi is Mechuyiv and Mitzvahs, just like anybody else, Norva then, Arya, it's like Arya Hudraviya, there's something, you can't hold the person responsible, over Mechuyiv and Mitzvahs, and there's a lot of Nafkiminis. For example, it's in Issa Deiraisa, feeding somebody treif, like Sachilum, a famous Issa. And many other inyanim, a mitzvah just like anybody else. Norva then, the pikhim have to take care of the person, the regular people. And so much so, we believe in the vart of a neshama, and it has nothing to do with anything, the matzav of the guf. So much so that it could be a person who has an IQ of 170, and he's the most productive member of society. But if he kills such a person, Nehragin. Right, the Maril brings them in the same tshuva when he says that you're Yetzer Pru Revu. He says, you kill anybody who kills this person. Because Duhas, you have absolutely zero idea about the Cheshbainus and how things work. And this person is worth just as much as anybody else in the world. Yetzfekt Chashayla, why did this Neshama come down in the world of Chal? Right? What's the purpose? So, of course, in Lanu Esik Ben Estaris, Azel Chazachin, what do we know about the world? But Bechlalos, It's well known the Shalach Kodesh goes by Riches about why Neshamas Bechlal come down into the world. In Gulgulim, Bechulu, why a person would be Mizgalgul again in this world. And he says, Bechlal is it's split into three categories why a person would come down. If a person is complete and they've completed in their previous lifetimes, all the Inyanim and Neshamah would have to complete, then they actually come down here for other people. Other people need to learn certain Inyanim, other people need... Right? He says, B'shvilachedim, they come down to help out other people. Right? So that's one reason why Neshama would come down into the world. It's pasha for you. He is a Gansan Muslim. He already completed his task. Now he's here to teach you a lesson in life. That's one oifen why Neshama would come down. Another oifen why Neshama comes down is because a Neshama has to complete all Taryag mitzvahs if not this lifetime, then the next lifetime. The Ramach Yevorim of the Neshama get their chayis and they could exist because they keep the Ramach mitzvahs and they keep the Shasa Leisa, say, Avedis. So we come down till we're mashlim all the Yevorim of our Neshama, all the limbs of our spiritual being, existence, our soul. And the third reason, of course, is a tikkun for Avedis in the past. They got to fix the problems that you've created. The Shalom writes that many times. Rahman al-Tlan, that's why little kids die sometimes, he says, that they came down for a tikkun. There's a lot of mises in them. They came down, they were yates of the Indian, and they got their tikkun, and they did their purpose why they came down here. Agav, that's the reason why the Peskim write, why we say, Vidoy, Rahman al-Tlan, when parents, no one should ever experience such a thing, but when parents sit there and their child passes away, you say Vidoy over the child. The child never did an Aveda. So the place can write that it's for this third reason the Shalom Kaddish writes that a Neshama could be here in this world. You're saying Vidui for the Avedis of previous lifetimes, not in this lifetime. Now, what's this have to do with Inyanagul Mashiach? I'll tell you. The Chlal, and the moment any Neshama comes into the world, immediately there's a Moiridika Uftu happen. That a person is a Ben Oilam Habo. So the Gemara says that you cannot come to Olam Haba until you come down into Olam Haza, until a neshama comes down to Olam Haza. And there's a machlekes in Gemara from what point that a neshama is connected to Olam Haza that it could have Olam Haba or Olam HaTchiyah. When we refer to Olam Haba right now, we refer to Tchiyas HaMeisim, to resurrection of the dead in the future. So the Gemara, right? So the Gemara says in the Afkuf Yud, the Sanhedrin, fact the Gemara, Itmar Katan Me'emasai Ba Le'ilam Abba. From when does a Katan come to Le'ilam Abba? Does he get Le'ilam Abba? And there's five shittas in the Gemara. One is from the moment of conception. One is, and Ubeloshin Rashi, what it means, the moment of conception, it doesn't even mean a distant stage within the pregnancy. He writes, Mishosh and Niklat Hazera, the moment it's Niklat, the moment it appears, it's absorbed. Afilu hi piloi imoi v'nimcha, even if the mother, if the baby is miscarried and Pasha melts, that's how early on in the pregnancy it is. The next shita is from when the baby is born. There's a third shita from when it gets a bris mila. There's a fourth shita from when it starts speaking. And the fifth shita is when it answers amen for the first time. These are the five shittas in Gemara from when a person gets Olam Haba. Now, Stam, I just mentioned from the first moment that it's conceived, B'chlal Frechtzach HaShayil, as you do it, Meduber, is there a difference in a child from the conception or from 40 days in? The Gemara B'chlal makes a chilik between 40 days into a pregnancy and anything before that. So for example, the famous Gemara, the Gemara says that till 40 days, it's maya ba'alma, it's just liquid, it's a fluid, water, it's a lot of halachas. For example, a becher, if a person miscarries a child before 40 days, the child, it's not considered a becher. The next child will still be a becher. If a woman is married to a kohen and she's pregnant, if a woman was married to a Yisrael and she got pregnant and the guy died, point is, normally when you're pregnant with a child who's not a kohen, you can't eat from truma anymore. But before 40 days, it's not considered a child. The Gemara says, Mayav Almich, it's nothing. But over here, it would seem to imply that the neshama already comes into the guf, right away, the moment the child is conceived. And the truth is, it's another Gemara before Asheris. The Gemara asks elsewhere in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara asks, neshama me'emasai nitna ba'adam. When is the neshama put into a person? Mishas pkidei, mishas yitzire. Is it from 40 days in, when it has already basar and gidim and atzameis, it has something tangible? Or from the moment of conception, from shas pkida? And samaisa with Antoninus and Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And the conclusion of the Gemara is that it's mishas pkida, that it's from the moment of conception, the harsha from a pasuk, uf kudascha shamra ruchi. From my pkida, you've guarded my spirit within me, my neshama. But the truth is, elsewhere in Gemara, the Gemara says, neshama neitzra b'arboim, the neshama is born after 40 days in the day. The Gemara says, just like the Torah was given after 40 days, so to the neshama is given after 40 days, and Hashem says, if you keep my Torah, I'll keep your neshama. So, it's a ganze shaka v'tarya, which maybe we'll get into in a few minutes. It might be negeya to the das. We'll see. But al kopanim, stam agav, it's negeya also the whole sugya of 40 days and earlier. The gabi abortion. What were you saying?
I was thinking
about this. Yeah. So kiyadua, we are against abortion, right? It's according to many shittas and Moshe Feinstein Bereisham, it's murder mamish. The fact is, before 40 days, right? Maya ba'alma l'chayr, the Gemara says Maya ba'alma. But then we're talking about a neshama coming in. I always thought of a svarich. Now we have technology, right? You see the whole development from day to day. So I think on day 20 or 25, there's a heartbeat starts. On day 40, brainwaves begins in the dust. On day 40 of from conception. So, stam kiyadua, there's a shaka v'tarya at the end of life. What's considered end of life? When the heart stops beating, or when the brainwave ceases? If anybody's familiar with the sugi of heart of transplants, the way how transplants work is you need a lebedik guf. So v'arbidos, how does it work? It works that the brain stopped working completely, even the brain stem. They call it the reptile brain, the most primitive part of our brain that all it knows how to do is breathe and ingest food. That part of the brain, when that's dead and there's zero brain activity, that's when they consider a person dead. So if it's a negeya to the inyan of it, if life begins when you're 40 days old and that's when brain waves begins, then maybe there's a shaykhs. But over here it's mashma zay from God on heaps the neshama kumtaran. A koponim. Before we say what the halach is between all these shittas and discuss maybe a little bit about the svar of each shitta, there's another gemara which Rashi quotes in that gemara in Sanhedrin, a gemara in Ksubis, where Hashem says in the pasuk in Yeshaya Hanavi, he says yichyu meisecha. Your dead will be revived, will come alive, and the nevelis, and nevela means like a corpse, will arise. So the Gemara says it's a very derogatory term to call somebody a nevela. A nevela, you say on a carcass, you say it on an animal. It's not a mensch. So the Gemara has a havamina that it's going on, yichyu meisecha, is going on the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, who are buried in Eretz Yisrael. But the Yidden who are buried in Chutz Laretz, you know, even of Gnai, we call them the Nevelis, that they're also going to arise. That's the Hava Minah. But the Gemara says, no, it's Nishken Raya. The Gemara is trying to figure out whether the people in Chutz Laretz are going to have Tchiz Hameis. The Gemara says, Nishken Raya, why? Hahu b'nefalim u'dechsiv. It's talking about a Nefal. It's talking about someone, a child who was miscarried in its mother's womb. And like the Marsha explains, it's called a Nevela because it was born dead l'chatchila, never had a moment of life. Right, that's why we call it a nevela.
What's the mashmos of the nevela?
Nevela, mashmos of the word nevela?
What's a nevela?
You say the shadish of the word novel. I don't think it comes to the word novel, but there's a nice way, you say a goof. There's a nice way to describe a dead body. You don't call it a carcass, and it works much better in English. To call somebody a carcass is a very low word to use. It's only a word that you would use on a behemoth. Kopanim, the Rebbe has a sikha, and the Rebbe says that the halacha Rebbe says that the Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch that when does the neshama begin to enter the body of the primius, the nefesh of the kedusha, the nefesh of the kis, when you get the bris. And the Rebbe says that we don't know the bakar of the Alter Rebbe for such a halacha. Where does the Alter Rebbe get it from? So he says, Yishloimar, he got it from a sefer of the Rishonim, one of the Rishonim, Menedas Hamor, a very geshmaka sefer. From the times of the Rishonim, he was already collected all the agadites, and he writes a whole akdama that everyone forgot the neshama of Yiddishkeit, that it's not about halacha, it's more about the primis atayt, and he brings all the agadites together, whatever. After I saw the sikh of the Rebbe many years ago, I went and bought the sefer, Menedas Hamor. I wanted to see it as a first hand. But in the Menedas Hamor, he paskins like the Bris Mila. That when do you get Chis HaMeisim from the Bris? And the Rebbe says that's the Makar of the Rebbe. Because what is dependent the Shaila whether you're going to get Chis HaMeisim? It's whether your Nefesh Elikis had an effect on your body. Whether it transformed your body, whether it made your body a vessel for godliness and for eternity. That it's ready to that it should arise in Chis HaMeisim, and therefore, since Menedes Hamar Paskins, that we get Chis HaMeisim from Bris Mila, the Alter Rebbe learns from that in Shulchan Aruch that the Tchila of coming in of the Neshama is by the Bris Mila. Now, the truth is, as the Rebbe himself asks in Ha'arah there, elsewhere in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuchav Dalet, the Alter Rebbe says you should be mechanech your little child to answer Amen, and he says Umiyad Shatinik Oina Amen Yesh Lechelik Leilam Haba. He writes, from when your child answers Amen, Miyad, Kshayna, Amen, he has a chelik no ilam abo, which clearly seems to be passed through like the other shitta, like a second shitta. We quoted five shittas, if you remember, from the moment of conception, from the moment of birth, from the moment of the bris, from the moment it speaks, and from the moment it answers Amen. So the Rebbe says, L'chayritz astira. So the Rebbe says, and when it comes to these in Yonim, the Rebbe says, you don't have to learn it that it's a machlekes. Just a machlekes. The Rebbe actually quotes an inyan from Unzer Parasha, Parshas Kedah, from Lekutei Torah. The Alter Rebbe over there has a whole halachas. He says that there's machlokes in the Chachamim and someone else about whether you're nidin on Rosh Hashanah or you need the b'chol yom v'yom, whether we're judged every day of the year or only on Rosh Hashanah. And he writes with pshitas that it can't be that the one who says b'chol yom disagrees about Rosh Hashanah, because otherwise why do we say HaMelech HaMishpat? And what's he do with the pasuk mishpat alel keyakev? And what's he do with the whole inyan of malchis lechenis and shayfres? As it can't be, and he says, and it can't be that the rabbanon don't hold that we're nidin b'chol yom, because then why are we davening every day shmina esrei? It also doesn't make sense. He says, are you going to ask me what the machlekes is? Ain laharich kan inyan hamachlekes. Right. So the Rebbe, same inyan here. The Rebbe says that they're not arguing. Nerva then. The Rebbe says, "Medabrim b'madreges sheinis be'olam haba." These are different levels in olam haba. The Gabi the halacha. There's a third shita. The Igris Moshe, he writes a whole arichis how the halacha is like it's a nefil, like from conception, from even a miscarried child. Because in the Gemara, in the five shittas, one of them is Rav Meir talking, one of them is Rav Chiya. And Rav Shimon, the son of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. But one of them is Ravina. Ravina is the end, this is hundreds of years later. The one who finished Shas. The whole Machlekes is the five shittas. Some of them are Tanoim, some of them are Amiraim. It's a very interesting list of names there. But Ravina is the last one, and he's the one who says that even a Nefil. So Zakhta Ramosha, Azai is the Halacha, Halacha Kabasarad, the Halacha is like the last one. And Mifrat, he says that we have the Gemara in Ksubis that I quoted you earlier, which clearly seems to say that a Nefil for sure gets Elam Abba. So according to the way that Rebbe learns, these things don't make all of these are getting Gelam Haba. So it's nishken mamish araya. And of course, we're all familiar with the Gemara in Saita, those who learn Saita every year. But it's the Bavusta Gemara where Amram stopped having children, right? So Miriam told her father. She said, "Your gzeit is worse than Pari, because Pari is only gezer and elam haza. Your gezer and elam haza and elam haba, because you're not letting the children be born, right? You're not letting the children." Be born. So any child, the moment they are born, they already have a shaychus to Olam Haba. Now, I mentioned to you earlier that there's a chilik between that there's a meduber, I should say. So when's the neshama punkt come in? One gemara says 40 days. Another gemara says from one day, from the moment of conception. So there's an answer given, I think, by the Medrash Talpiyos and Andre Achreinim, and also want to say that the Nefesh HaChiyunis comes in right away. The Nefesh HaBahamis, like we would call it in our in the Chabad terminology. Right? But the Nefesh, but the Holy Soul comes in at 40 days. So that would come out a very interesting Zach in Yonenu. Because it means... Oh, very good. Okay, so even according to the Alter Rebbe, it's mavur in many places. It doesn't mean literally that the neshama comes in ersh for the first time by the bris. Till then, there's no neshama, right? If you kill the child before the bris, you still chayiv misa. However, then the pshat of the ma'isa with the bris, when we're talking about how connected you are, how one, how primis, how internalized. The neshama comes with the body. That's the word of the bris. So, for example, the Rebbe brings in that sikha actually that we mentioned earlier. The Rebbe says that in the mother's stomach it says ner daluk al reishe. The Rebbe said it's trying to say the word of al reishe that it's an eifin of makiv. It's not the primius yet. The neshama didn't mamish connect with the body. The eifin primi. Okay. Now, if you learn like the answer which is offered and suggested, that the Nefesh HaChiyunis or the Nefesh HaBahamis comes in right away. Not the Yetzirah, by the way, that's a different Gemara. I'll mention it's time. The Gemara asked that when's the Yetzirah come into the body? Somebody wants to suggest in the mother's stomach, and the Gemara says it would be no way that it would be able to happen because it would kick, it would kill the mother. It would kick its way completely because it's the whole Yetzirah means it's so egotistical, it can't have the bittul to the mother and just be happy with the mother. It wants to get away from the mother. Right, so therefore the Gemara says no. Pesach chatas reivitz. At the moment it steps out of the mother, it comes out of the mother. That's when the Yitzhara comes in. But akopanim nefesh chiyunis, nefesh das, nefesh bahamis. That already begins right away. That it begins right away. Right in the Gemara that I mentioned earlier, Antoninus tells Rabbi Rabbeinu Akadish. He says, how could you have a piece of basar which doesn't have chayis and for 3 days and doesn't spoil like a piece of meat? So Rabbi Nochad says, you're right, there must be a nefesh. So he say it's a nefesh achiyunis. But what comes out? I made it to Gazach. Etchis ha-meisim, which is really what Chassidus says, that the neshama is even higher, that the guf is even higher than the neshama. So in other words, even without the nefesh alikis, the first shitta, what's he trying to say? That even from the moment of conception, right, even before the 40 days, tak, it's a shakavitariya, there's a difference of 40 days, before 40 days, it's a medubar, it's a discussion. But lagabit chis ha-meisim, the ikir is, you already have the guf of a yid. You have the nefesh achiyunis, which is for bayid, is atav chatanu, is a helik zach. The nach, so the very existence of a yid. But then there's other shit who say that there has to be a more of a primis tikashaychis between the neshama and the guf. So for that, you already have for the moment it's born because it's already independent from the mother. It already, in a way, has chiyuvim on itself. We even mentioned in the beginning of the shir how even if someone, an individual yid, is not mechuyiv mitzvahs, everyone else is mechuyiv mitzvahs for him. Right? You can't feed him treif. It's an issa that I have to feed him treif. There's a certain level of more of a primis tikashaychis. And then you reach the third shita, which says that from when a child gets a bris mila, and we know the Indian of a bris mila, like the Meir Nevuchim writes, the Rambam writes, and the Rebbe quotes it, that what's the time for the mitzvah? Because it's machlish. The taiva in that aver, right? It makes it can't be the same. And God, you should know it's actually true. I met a yid, I saw him in Lincoln Mall in Florida. So I got into a conversation with him, I saw him, and he tells me that he got a bris when he was like 27 years old, and he was from Russia, and he told me that he tells all his friends not to get a bris. He said it's never been the same. Upon him, so the vart is that they're pashut already. You're milchat chili. You come to a child 8 days old, and you already made him more of a keli for ktusha, for ruchnis. That he shouldn't be azab al taiva, azay farzunkin, and involved in elam hazeh. Then och, you have the fourth shita.
Another question: says that the child was taught to call a theta kumma.
Yeah.
How can it be that there's no neshama, and it's taught to call a theta kumma? There's no neshama. How is that possible?
No, but
it has to have some kind of...
Of course. No, of course there's a neshama. Just the shayla is how mechubar it is, how primis is it with the body, how much of an effect did it have on the body. Then you have the fourth shita who says from when it starts speaking. So, I saw in the Ion Yarkiv, the Rebbe quotes part of it in a letter. But at the beginning, this part the Rebbe doesn't quote in the letter, but over there he says that when a child starts speaking, you have to teach him the first thing he's supposed to teach him is tere. From the fact that you're mechuyif to teach him already means it makes him more of a shaykhis. In other words, now he already has a shaykhis to begin The Eshet Inyan in Chinuch of Teira, from when he starts speaking. The Noach, you have the fifth Shita who says when he answers Amen. When he answers Amen for the first time. So, Stam Yeshlaim, I will conclude with this. The difference between the fourth and the fifth Shita of answering Amen was the fifth, and what was the fourth Shita? From when he speaks, Teira Tziva. So, Bechlau, Teira, the difference between Teira and Tefillah, Amen. Is mamayla mata mamata. Yeah. So you have a child who says Teira. Right? Now the truth is, a child, the Rebbe has a maimer, Kippel HaYehudim in Tashmir Aleph, the Rebbe says that in a way the child's Teira is the most Megushim Dika Teira. It's Metech Yiras HaRetzua. He doesn't have any, he's not doing it for real. He does not Lishma. But yet we say it's the highest level. Hevel Shein Bechit, Hevel Tinek Shabbisrav, and the whole world relies on that. So the Rebbe said it's not because there's a shaykhis so much with the Torah that's being learned. The etzim, the neshama is holy, but it doesn't have a shaykhis to the Torah that was learned. So the Torah is very nice. In other words, the fact him speaking is the inyan of teaching him Torah tzivah, that he should learn Torah. But it's not so much of an inyan, it's not so connected with the child. When the child learns to be in shul and answer amen and grade in the Yerushalmi, which has the exact same five shittas, it says all five shittas. When it comes to the shitta of amen, it says Kishayana Amin Bibes Aknesis. Doesn't say Yana Amin Stam. It says Bibes Aknesis. Right, which is mashma, that's an inyan that you get the kid to daven. It's more that Yomatalamailu, which is the inyan that we're discussing of how Makushar the neshama is with the body. And that's what the Rebbe says in the Sikha. The more connected you are and more of an effect the neshama had in the body, then the body has the Gili Alikus and eternity is given to it and it will be Zeicha to Tchias HaMeisim.
The question wasn't about if there is a neshama in the goof. The question is, the neshama comes out with the Elam Eschiyah.